I have a guest joining us in studio this morning. We're going to talk a little bit about a program that the Atlantic Schools are working on. Roger Warren is in with us this morning. He's the technology coordinator for the Atlantic School District. Thanks for coming in.
I appreciate it, Jim. Thanks for giving me the time to explain what we're up to. How's that sound?
What we're up to, huh?
Yeah.
Well, what you're up to is the one-to-one initiative. It's something that maybe some folks will be somewhat familiar with because there are plenty of other schools around the state that have gone head first into this program as well, and you guys are working on trying to make this happen here. Can you talk a little bit about what it is?
Well, just kind of give you a background. One-to-one here, we started hearing about it, I'm going to say 8 to 10 years ago, with some of the schools jumping in on it, and we didn't really want to, I remember at that time, didn't want to jump in as a leader, but right now there are probably 3 out of 5 schools in the state of Iowa that have some type of one-to-one program. And I knew when I took the job that this was down the road and wanted to make sure that our infrastructure, our network infrastructure and those type of things were ready to go to handle this. But in a nutshell, a one-to-one program is where you give a device to the students, and we're targeting 9 through 12 in the first phase of this. Give a device to the students that they keep just like they would a textbook or something like that. They're allowed to take it home and allowed to use it for their homework and have it available all the time. The device we chose was a MacBook Air, which is a full laptop and full capabilities. We went with that device because of its capability and the production. It's a production device. It's something that offers the students what we believe 100% of what they need on a day-to-day basis. Basically, we've got probably 300 machines in the high school now and 400 students, but they're in labs, they're hard accessible, those type of things. By being able to put the laptop in the hands of the students, it's truly the most efficient way to deliver the technology to the students.
Mm-hmm. It's no different than them having books throughout this semester. They're going to have this with them instead of the books, I guess.
Exactly. And what it allows the teachers to do to know that every day they come in, they've got this device, and then they can plan their lessons around there. They don't have to pick up and move classrooms or pick up their classroom and move to a lab or something like that. Or, one of the things you run across is somebody's already got the cart full of laptops booked, so they don't have it for the day. So it kind of disrupts their flow. So now it's there every day, and our teachers have been very well receptive to it, and we're trying to break them in to say, hey, this is what's going to happen, or this is what we want to happen, and we want them to be prepared and comfortable with that device in the classroom.
Really from the time of little prairie schoolhouses out there to the one-room schoolhouses and then even into the early days when we moved everybody into communities and stuff to move them to school, it hadn't changed much. We were using books. We were writing with chalk on a chalkboard. They were sitting in the little desks and things. People who graduated from high school maybe 30 to 40 years ago or more and have not been in a school lately would probably be shocked at what they see. They probably wouldn't recognize much.
You got a point there. The expansion of technology and the use of technology has just exploded over the last 10 years. The use of the internet and the information superhighway, so to speak, is exploding. I mean, it doubles or exponentially. It's hard to keep up with. I'll put it that way.
What changes every day?
Yes, absolutely. You're just not quite sure what's going to come around the corner. But in the education environment, it's been a positive thing, and that's what our students. We look at what we're going to deliver to the students today. What are they going to need 20, 30 years from now? Mm-hmm. Okay, if you and I are in the same ballpark when we graduated from high school, what would have happened in 20, 30 years down the road? Mm-hmm. You and I probably would have never believed that we do all of it on a computer and things like that.
No. Yeah, on a phone.
On a phone, yeah. We got more power in the phone than they had on the space shuttle, those type of things.
Yeah, it's crazy where things have gone. And it's hard sometimes for folks to imagine exactly all the things that are happening in the schools and stuff. But technology is a necessary part of the educational process because it's going to be a necessary part for most of these kids of their work world once they finish up and move into the field that they choose.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we've always heard that there are jobs out there. There'll be jobs in 4 years that they didn't even exist today, and that was the same 5, 10 years ago. It's one of those things that we've got to be able to provide that type of environment and get used to it. And us older folks, it takes a little bit for us to get used to it, but that's what they're going to be using from mm-hmm. here on out.
Well, a lot of the parents are already familiar with how things are these days with regard to keeping track of your students. You know, we used to bring home report cards, or mom and dad would be able to go to parent-teacher conferences once or twice a year. Well, now, while they still have conferences and things, what report cards? I mean, parents can keep up day-to-day with what's going on with their student online with a lot of these programs.
Well, absolutely. I mean, with our student information system, they know, you know, like you said, a day-to-day, it's a day-to-day report card. I would say the actual parent-teacher conference face-to-face has dropped off, and arguably could be good, could be bad, but there's probably a lot more communication between teachers and parents now than there was 20, 30 years ago, just because you can do it electronically.
You bet. So in every phase of the education process, you're seeing more and more technology all the time. So let's get back to this one-to-one thing then. How is this going to work? You've done the initial work. The groundwork has been laid there. You've made the choices. You've kind of plotted and planned this out. What's the next phase? What happens?
Well, to give a little background on it, it's, we're getting planning right now as far as the professional development for the teachers in the summertime. We're making plans for the rollout nights, which will be right before school starts, and that's the plan. So they have the laptop available the first day of school, so they're prepared in that. We'll bring the students and their parents in and have a little conference and things like that. You know, we'll probably bring half of the student body in one night, or we'll break it up. We haven't quite decided that yet, but that way they have the laptop so they're ready the first day of school. You know, one thing that I do want to mention is, you know, one of the things that, you know, you see out there in the community and hear about the school and budget concerns and things like that. You know, it's a project that's just shy of $600,000 for the next 4 years. So we're looking at a $150,000 price tag that we have to build into the budget. Now, although it comes out of capital funds or capital projects, that's a different fund than the general fund, and that's why we can make this work. But it's something that once you jump in the pond, you're not coming out. Mm-hmm. And we're not only doing this for 4 years, it's something that we want to expand to the lower grades, 5 through 8 for sure, and then on down, and then, you know, continue on. This is something that history has shown that we don't, that it's not going to go away. Mm-hmm. You're going to continue this throughout. I do want to give a kudos to the First Whitney Bank. They, after they knew that the school board was willing to step forward on the project, because as a school we have to be able to fund this ourselves initially. They were generous enough to provide us $50,000 to jumpstart the program, and that's great. I can't thank them enough. And that's that helps make things work, and there's a, you know, it's a good thing for the students of the Atlantic Community Schools. As the program goes on, you know, there's going to be bumps in the road. We know that talking to other school districts, it's, there's every school district's got something that they need to work through. And technology is great when it works, but there are those days, and I'm ready to jump into it, you know. And, you know, there's some apprehension to it, too, because you're just not quite sure what's out there. Mm-hmm. But we're not reinventing the wheel. There's a lot of good schools out there that have already done this, and we got a lot of feedback that we can draw from. And I believe our teachers are excited and ready to go. And once again, they're a little apprehensive too, because they're not sure what to expect, but it's, it's one of those things that we're ready to go.
Right. You didn't knock on First Whitney Bank's door. They just came forward. So you're not out knocking on doors looking for donations, but there's an opportunity there if some folks would like to make donations toward the educational experience.
Absolutely. I mean, we're not going to turn anything down, and we're promoting it as such. Like I said earlier, one of the concerns or one of the things I had to make sure of was that the school system could fund the project on its own and started budgeting for that. Mm-hmm. Because once you jump in, you're not going to get out. You're going to go 4 years, and then in 4 years, these devices have to have something happen, and you're going to roll in a new set. So it's going to be that kind of money year after year after year. So it's like budgeting for your textbooks. You know, in the past, now you're budgeting for your computers or your technology. And You know, technology can be expensive, and that's tough.
Well, it's more than just replacing books, too. They're doing assignments and things. They're submitting things back and forth. They can have interaction with teachers this way as far as getting assignments they may have missed or something.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's the collaboration aspect between student and teacher and student and student. It's exciting to watch as they do things. You know, the device allows you to do that.
Sure. Well, and computers can be, you know, used for other reasons too.
Absolutely.
I assume there'll be some filtering and things on
there. Absolutely. I mean, within the network, the plan is, you know, within our school network, we've got our filter and our content filter that's justifiable and basically required by law. But one of the things that we're looking at, and we haven't made a solid decision on, but when it goes home, we want to put the responsibility on the parents and the student. That they need to monitor themselves and take care of themselves from there. That's part of the responsibility of giving you a device that, you know, is roughly $1,000. We're pushing that responsibility aspect.
Right.
And it's going to be tough. And like I said, there's going to be bumps along the way, but that's the premise we're working on.
Well, you run into that anytime you get more than a couple of kids together any place.
Well, absolutely. You know, one of the things that I've heard some schools that do the monitoring and the content filtering outside the school district, sometimes it gets locked down so tight that they don't even want to use the device because it's tough to use.
Yeah, you walk a fine balance there, too. So, yeah, and responsibility is not the worst thing to
teach
kids.
No, not at all.
Not at all, no. So when these computers are given to them, graduation rolls around. Is it theirs?
No.
Does it
no,
come back to the school?
It comes back to the school. The tentative plan, and most school districts do this, is after the school year ends, at the end of the school year, depending on how you want to work it, they turn them in so we can take a look at them, just kind of clean them up, evaluate them, put on the new software, re-engines, and basically the idea is they are going to get the same laptop that they turned in, especially the freshmen, sophomores, and juniors.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the idea is they should have the same laptop for their high school career.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't quite decided, you know, we get 1 year under our belt on how, when the seniors go out, how we're going to handle that. The tentative plan is the ones that go out for the seniors will be given to the freshmen. We've also looked at if we want to expand the lower grades, we could go take the ones from the seniors and give them to the eighth grade, then give new ones to the freshmen, and then they have it for 4 years. Once again, we're looking at a financial commitment and things like that, but there's some logic in that. The essential plan was that we would have a set of devices or set of laptops for 4 years. Once that 4 years is done, we've got the same set. We will do one of two things. We can actually sell them off,
mm-hmm.
and they can purchase them that way, or we can take that complete set and move it down to 5 through 8. One of the things that, and that question you asked me about, can the seniors, you know, it's not theirs, but can they buy it? If you take it like the first year, that device is probably still going to have some salvage value of around $700 to $800. But one of the concerns would be is then I have to turn around and replace that device with a brand new one that a freshman's going to get. Well, one freshman gets a used one, one freshman gets a new one. I don't want that issue. The other thing I tell the seniors is if you like that device that much, you're going to have 4 years of college if you're going to go on. Go buy yourself a new one exactly like it. Now you got a good one for 4 years.
Go make the investment.
That's right.
You bet. Well, it sounds like an interesting project, an ambitious project, and it sounds to me like the technology coordinator has his summers planned.
Well, I have my summer plan. Yes, I do. I've got some great help, and we're all excited to get started, and it's just, you know, between the people on my staff, the teachers, those people, they're looking forward to the project.
Very good. Well, we'll look forward to seeing how this plays out, and we'll get an update down the road once we start seeing some of the activity.
Yeah, we'll probably give you a buzz when it comes to rollout nights and stuff like that, because that's the first big part of it, and go from there.
Absolutely. Well, Roger, thanks for stopping by and sharing.
Yeah, thanks, Jim.